about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. All right, we got a lot to talk about. The story about what, excuse me, sorry. Now, you see, you didn't hear the burp. You didn't hear the burp. I was burping, but you didn't hear it. I handled that well. And I don't need to cover it up. Although, we do have a theory that the flight TWA-800, flight 800 TWA, right, that had killed 230 people back in 1996 was a cover-up. And there's supposed to be a documentary that's supposed to be airing looking into what possibly happened with that crash, what they think happened. Now, we actually talked about this on the air a few years ago. I remember in the late 90s when this had happened, or mid-late 90s, I remember people saying that they heard or they had seen streaks of flashes like a missile. Taking, you know, and then all of a sudden the plane exploded. And when this happened in the news back then, the one thing that struck me wasn't so much the witness testimony of people saying or the reports that they had seen flashes of light or possibly missiles next to the plane. What shocked me is the lack of coverage of a plane crash that killed everybody on board. You know, I had just married my husband at the time, and I remember telling him, what's going on with the, a plane just crashed. He actually didn't know about it. I'm like, yes, it was in the news. He's like, I would have heard about it if it was in the news. I go, yeah, there was a plane crash. It was out of New York. You know, everybody died on board because I think we were supposed to fly back to New York roughly that time. And I'm like, you know, look, can we just hear a little bit more about what happened with this crash? Nothing on the news. I mean, there were little bits and pieces. Now, I remember other crashes when I was younger. I mean, we would be mourning for weeks, not to mention the families mourning for years. And you didn't see any of this unless I just was so busy with my studies that I missed it. But the one thing I remember about this crash is there was the least amount of coverage or reporting or worldwide sympathy that we usually see with any other plane crash. And so I left thinking, you know, that this, you know, thinking about this as maybe something did happen and the government's trying to tell everybody to be quiet. Then a few years ago, I don't know if one of my listeners brought it up or whatever, I had said the same thing. I go, we never really know what happened. It was probably one of the least covered plane crashes in history. And I don't know whatever happened. And I've always wondered, where were all the families of those 230 people killed? Because you would think any of the family members, which could be thousands of family members associated with the 230 people killed, you would think they would be going to the media saying, we want answers. You heard nothing. So apparently, according to this new documentary named TWA Flight 800, it's supposed to premiere on Epix next month. Six former members of the official crash investigation have stepped forward to refute the National Transportation Safety Board's findings, saying the crash report was purposefully falsified and to claim that the investigation was systematically undermined. All right? And according to this documentary, there's proof showing that it was an outside explosion that caused the plane to go down, as opposed to a mechanical failure. This is just one of those things that, I mean, I don't know what to believe. Again, the only thing I know is there was hardly any coverage on this crash, and you didn't hear much about it. Immediately, subjects were changed, and I don't know why. And pretty scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. So we also have in medical news how doctor groups are calling obesity now a disease. Many people did not want to call obesity a disease, But AMA wants to now call obesity a disease so we have better ways to fight it. We'll talk about why that is and what does that mean. I know it probably means money, and we'll talk about why. Then, apparently there is a calculator men can use to determine their risk of impotence. I know many of you don't even like the term calculator because of math. Many of you do not like the idea or the term erectile dysfunction. Well, researchers have been able to combine the two and be able to figure out your risk for impotence. We'll see if we could take that test today. I'm going to take it too. All right. Then they found toxic radiation in groundwater at Fukushima. So we'll talk about that. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments. In fact, let's go to the phone lines now. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Yes, Dr. Dolly. I was wondering if you had heard anything about our government possibly using Nazi tactics to control us.
It's definitely been theorized. I mean, you know, using Nazi tactics. Many political commentators have been commenting on pre-Nazi Germany to, you know, the similarities between what's been happening now in our country to pre-Nazi Germany, taking away the guns, socializing medicine. There were reports that medicine was socialized, right before World War II, and how, you know, the lines were, it was supposed to be health care for all. All these things were promised in order for Hitler to become elected. He gave health care to all. Long lines, good doctors left, went to Austria instead of staying in Germany, and a variety of other similarities. But you also have the subject of eugenics. One of you had asked me about a year or two ago. We're coming up on break. I want to talk about that in terms of weeding out less evolutionary strategic people. Let's talk about that. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. The 1-877-DOC-DALI, the 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. Yes, I do eat my meals during my radio show breaks. Remember what I said? You have to eat every couple hours. Helps you prevent diabetes as opposed to eating one huge big meal. So if I'm on air for 3 hours, yes, I'm going to nibble a little bit during breaks. I'm sorry. And then you'll have to hear me kind of wash out the, extra food in my teeth. And then sometimes occasionally you'll hear me burp. That's just what you get for listening to the Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm sorry. Now, a couple months ago, I found the email I was referring to, not the one from a couple years ago, discussing Nazi Germany this and eugenics. This isn't the right email, but it's one of the emails you guys had sent me, so I don't even know if I should read it. It basically asks me how IBM was related to Nazi Germany and what that relationship was. So that kind of is actually off topic. I apologize. I was too busy eating, right, when I thought I had actually had the email. From what we hear, there was a book that I think had come out a while back discussing how IBM had, I guess, given many technological, shall we say, machinery and things that Nazi Germany could use before it started its mass extermination. Then the tabulations, the punch cards, the number identification system is postulated to have origined with IBM. I don't know much. I can't comment on if IBM was with Hitler every step of the way, or were there certain technological advances that were happening worldwide? Nazi Germany capitalized that and used it when they started to tabulate Jews and Christians, etc., that they wanted to kill. I can't comment on that. All right, but that's from what I understand. What some of the theories are being based around. Okay, in terms of the number generating and the census tabulation and being able to do the record keeping. Now, when we look at eugenics, and to quickly review, eugenics was a movement that I believe started in the late 1800s, maybe 1880s, okay, where researchers and people who were heads of society, even soon-to-be presidents, had welcomed the theory of improving the genetic composition of a population. Now, that doesn't mean Theodore Roosevelt was a Nazi. That doesn't mean Alexander Graham Bell were Nazis or Brandeis, okay? From what we understand, there were people in the past, John D. Rockefeller, Alexander Graham Bell, Theodore Roosevelt, obviously Darwin, etc., who were, swayed by the idea that we could help improve the evolution of humans if we mate people with, shall we say, more evolutionary strategic traits. So, for example, if you have a family where a sick gene at the time kept being passed, you could maybe help cure that family later on and keep that family name by mixing genetic material, by having them mate with others. Or, for example, if you had somebody, now I'm not saying this is the way it should be, but this is where the eugenics theory came from. So, for example, if you had, let's say, somebody with severe mental illness, and they had been in an asylum at the time, they didn't want those people to mate, because if they mated, they could have offspring that could then carry the mental illness gene. So eugenics actually was pretty rampant in some form of another already in our society. We didn't have people in mental institutions living together, males and females, because we were afraid of, at the time, of propagation of progeny. In terms of jails, male and female jails were separate. Okay, one is to protect each other from sexual abuse, but the other to prevent mating and to prevent progeny. Now, at the time, it could have been, well, you know, how are we going to be dealing with jail babies? We'd have to have a nursery, etc. But another theory was, if you have a criminal and another criminal will mate with another criminal, you could have a criminal child. So these things have been going on for a while. In the 30s, which may be answering the previous caller's question, in the 30s, Nazi Germany legalized abortion. From what I understand, I think it was in 1933, they legalized abortion, and abortion was a pretty frequent practice. Who would have thought? We all think abortion is a Roe v. Wade type of thing, and that's when the big abortion boom happened. No, abortion was actually welcomed because in Nazi Germany, under the eugenics concept, okay, you want the baby brought up in the most evolutionary strategic fashion, mom and dad, together, you know, people wanting the child, etc. So when, you know, we get asked, why would people like Alexander Graham Bell, etc., support something that was a forethought to Nazi Germany and mass Holocaust? I don't think many, I guess Brandeis had donated, John D. Rockefeller had donated to the research. My guess, and again, I apologize if I'm naive with this, is my guess is back in the, you know, late 1800s, early 1900s, when researchers were talking about, let's try to, manipulate the breeding such that we don't have as much illness, famine, people weak to plague, etc. Some of these socialite forerunners were probably like, oh, that's a great idea. This is science. This is, you know, this is the new breakthrough. This is the big scientific breakthrough. If we could make sure polio, even though polio was acquired, but people vulnerable to polio, or people vulnerable to consumption, or people vulnerable to cancer, we can prevent them breeding, you know, with other people vulnerable. We can hopefully weed out the gene process, even though they really didn't understand chromosomes at that time. They couldn't. And so that's why I think you see these big names behind the eugenics movement, because my belief is the way it was presented was, okay, this is the latest in scientific research. We're going to be able to cure illnesses. Now, unfortunately, you had some factions take this to the next level and say, all right, well, if poor people breed with poor people and wealthy people breed with wealthy people, we need to enhance the wealthy population type of genes, and people who are poor, people who are black, people who are Jews, people who are less evolutionarily fit. And you slowly started to see in the 20s and 30s that type of thinking. That type of thinking is what Hitler capitalized on, where he thought the Aryan race was the most evolutionary fit, tall, blonde, statuesque stature, and, you know, the German population being of more of a bigger boned as opposed to a smaller boned type of build. That was what Hitler wanted to enhance. So whether you were Jewish or Christian or not of their belief, not to mention throwing in the politics, throwing in the fascism, throwing in that he was an absolute sick duck, throwing all that in, now you had mass Holocaust, mass extermination. And scary thought. And we've even heard theorists discuss how maybe today, how we are being so open with abortion and so being open with emergency contraception and open with contraception, is that the government's way of trying to manipulate the breeding and try, you know, is that a form of eugenics? I don't know. And again, I may be naive. I'm just looking at it as all political. You know, I mean, you know, you please a certain population, that certain population will vote for that person. Okay. And we also discussed how that, I believe it was a Scottish professor back in the 1800s had theorized that about every 200 years, democracies fall, because you end up having, even though we're much farther than 200 years at this point, but when you have so many people dependent on the national treasury, he had stated at the time, it ends up that you lose your democracy and you start falling into the hands of a dictator. The more the people need to rely on the treasury to live, to have health care, etc. So, you know, to answer the first caller's question, do I think, you know, our government is trying to, you know, use Nazi principles to control us? I don't know. But do I think things happen in cycles? Absolutely. Okay, don't go away. We're going to come back. We got some of you callers on the line. Please don't go away. 1-877-DOC-BELLY. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. Listen up. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of us need an act of Congress just to take a poop? Well, filibuster no more. We have Squatty Potty. Squatty Potty helps us eliminate by allowing our colon to reach proper alignment naturally. It reduces straining and therefore hemorrhoids, and we don't want those now, do we? No installation is necessary, and the Squatty Potty easily aligns with your existing toilet. You'll enjoy faster, cleaner bathroom visits all by using Squatty Potty to recreate what humans have done for years before modern man invented uncomfortable toilets. I've used Squatty Potty myself and love it, and they come in multiple shapes and sizes. To learn more about Squatty Potty, go to their website today at SquattyPottyStore.com. That's SquattyPottyStore.com. I promise you'll love it. Remember, healthy colon means happy life.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben's Discount Supply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben's Discount Supply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben's Discount Supply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben's Discount Supply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben's Discount Supply.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and .308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, or if you guys have a Facebook account and you're on Facebook, don't forget to look up our Facebook page, Dr. Dahlia's Show. Always great to connect with you and give you the latest and the greatest in terms of news updates. Let's go to the phone lines. We've got Aaron calling from Indiana. Hey, Aaron, how you doing?
Pretty good. I just wanted to get your view on this. You know how, like, eugenics has always had this negative connotation, which rightfully it should. Throughout history. Well, there's a new, you know, and that's not so new, but it's just because the technology has gotten so advanced, the transhumanist, where they believe, you know, we can merge with, machinery, and, you know, the more technology we have, the better we can become. Really, the only people who are able to, use this technology is people of wealth, and people who have the means have more of an advantage to get better health care and better treatments, so to speak, because of the technology is so expensive. Now, is that not just a positive spin on eugenics?
You know, interesting. Yeah, to me, it looks like throughout history, whether eugenics was a part of it or not, the wealthier always had an advantage. They had, like you had said, you know, they were able to get to the doctors. They were able to get to the latest and the greatest in terms of technology and advancements. They had better food. They had, you know, I think eugenics, it depends on who is using it and in what context they're using it, would then decide if it's being done maliciously or not. In terms of wealthier people having an evolutionary advantage, with the exception of some STDs or certain other things or drugs, drug use, etc., I think we all would agree the wealthier populations or the populations that are favored in certain societies throughout the centuries benefited more. Interesting take on, though, the electronics. That, I don't know. I'm starting to think Terminator 2, though. I'm starting to think they could turn on us and kill us later, you know, the more we blend in. I don't know. Gosh, that's a good point, Aaron. Thank you.
You see what DARPA has been doing? DARPA has had some incredible discoveries with that kind of stuff. DARPA is the Department of Research, you know, for the Army and Air Force. They have really made some very key movements. It's something you might want to check into on your, you know, on a side note.
Yeah, no, thank you, Aaron. I appreciate your call. Interesting topic. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. The show had started out with one of our callers asking about how, you know, our country's progressing in terms of, you know, Nazi style, et cetera. And so, you know, we ended up then talking about eugenics, et cetera. Howie writes, our country absolutely wholeheartedly is embracing eugenics. If we are promising health care for all with no, he writes, no Obamacare, and we have too many sick individuals requiring healthcare dollars, then the government will want to use their cloning capabilities to create a race that is healthier. You know, there's a lot of distrust of our government. Actually, we opened the story discussing what happened with Flight TWA-800 back in 1996. I don't know if our government will actually want to clone. Will they want to do population control using abortion? Absolutely. I think so. Making abortion so easy, all right, is allowing population control. It doesn't mean they want to exterminate children of unwed mothers. I don't want to go into that saying it's malicious. But I think the government does find benefit allowing people of registered voter age, okay, to feel that their rights are protected to choose for abortion, so the government will get their votes, as well as then it does help prevent them from needing to take on the financial responsibility of children born to parents who don't want the pregnancy to begin with. So, yes, I think there is an advantage for the government that is pro abortion legislation. For those of us that have, you know, other concerns, that's for a different subject for a different day. And, but I don't, when it comes to cloning, that's a whole other subject. When you have science and science starts to advance to the point where we believe we could recreate organs, like we talked about in yesterday's show, how, you know, transplant organless, they're so few and far between that the next wave of technology and science has to be us being able to recreate somebody's organ in the lab. That freaks some people out, because if you could create an organ, okay, you know, where's the ethical line between creating an organ and then using our cloning capabilities to clone more humans? All right, right now I believe we have the capability to clone humans. We have the capability of somebody mandating our labs to say, all right, we want this genetic material. You are going to clone that genetic material. I believe we have that capability, and the only thing stopping it is many of us are very fearful of Nazi Germany happening again, so we are telling everybody to stop and not do that, okay, that's a no-no. And this that's a no-no will only hold for so long. You know, Howie brings up a good point. If we are promising health care to all, and we are going to be going into a next century of healthcare crisis, as we don't have enough money, we don't have enough facilities, we don't have enough doctors caring for our sick. Will the solution be later embraced by the masses to start manipulating our population such that we're a healthier population? I mean, already they're trying to figure out the fat gene, the diabetes gene. All right? Are we able to stop science? Remember, eugenics started not being a malicious, we're going to mass exterminate people. I believe the initial theories behind eugenics were meant to be innocent and progressive in a scientific nature. All right, let's try to enhance evolutionary-wise healthy people, healthy genes, so we have a healthy population and we don't have all these people sick with famine and leprosy, etc. Maybe we could do something science-wise to help these people. And again, I may be naive, it's just I always like to think of the good in people first. I never like to think that somebody's sitting there in a lab, which is why people like Rockefeller, Alexander Graham Bell, Brandeis, Theodore Roosevelt supported such as that. And then later, somebody took something that was meant to be innocent and turned it into something that would cause discrimination and then later extermination. I mean, groups other than even Hitler. So, our cloning capabilities. Again, the only thing stopping us from starting to clone people is somebody being told, no way, Jose. And once that no way, Jose says, well, let's see what you could do. It started. You can't hold back, and you can't go back on what you're able to do scientific wise, because what's going to happen is as we come up and face new dilemmas, like antibiotic resistance was not a problem back in the 1800s. They didn't have antibiotics. We came up with antibiotics. We started to use them massively during World War II. Antibiotics saved millions of lives. Now we're starting to get superbugs. These superbugs are killing people. We don't have pharmaceutical companies doing research, as much research as they need to on that. So we need to come up with other ways. And if we can't come up with other ways to kill the superbugs, the next mode of research is going to be, well, maybe we need to redesign our human genetics so that superbugs don't want to land on us. You know, like we have a silver or stainless steel type of outer shell to us such that bacteria can't live on it. I don't know. You know, you can't stop science, whether we want to stop it or not. So it's though going to be our job as voters to make sure we don't have anybody in power that can try to exploit this science and then hurt the rest of us. But we need to move on and talk about some other subjects. But the lines are still open for any of you that want to make comments. But we're coming up on a quick break. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I realize there's an actual huge debate going on regarding Captain Crunch and the level of his title in terms of his Navy position. Apparently, according to Navy regulations, those three stripes on his coat does not mean he's a captain. It means he's a commander. So there's a huge debate now whether Captain Crunch is truly a captain or a commander. All right. According to, though, Captain Crunch himself, he tweeted that all hearsay and misunderstandings, I captain the SS Guppy with my crew, which makes me an official captain. And I guess that's what Captain Crunch tweeted. So if any of you have any issues with that, you need to take it up with him. I have to admit, I've never liked the Captain Crunch cereal. To me, it was just too sugary. I loved Quaker 100% natural granola, with the raisins. I loved that. I loved Cocoa Krispies, Fruit Loops. Never a fan of Captain Crunch or Count Chocula or Boo Berry. Those to me were just too sweet. Yeah, I don't understand. I don't know. It's just something I never had a taste for. But my husband loves Captain Crunch. If he had me cook a Captain Crunch coated, you know, I make Frosted Flake chicken, where Frosted Flakes are the breadings of the chicken. Oh, once in a blue moon, because I know it's kind of, you know, caloric. He wants me to do it with Captain Crunch, and I refuse to do it. Anyway, why? Because it causes obesity. Now, according to the American Medical Association, they now want to recognize obesity as a disease. They've also come up with measures to help fight it. But the AMA have noted that obesity rates in the U.S. have doubled among adults in the last 20 years and tripled among children as a single generation. So, yeah, obesity is on the rise. Okay, why does the AMA have to call it a disease? Well, some of you have accused the AMA, well, it's a money issue, but you're 100% right, okay? And in a way, it almost has to be. All right, when you have a group of doctors, all right, like me, hi, right? Okay, so when you have a group of doctors and you give us diseases we're supposed to fight, we're supposed to fight diabetes, high blood pressure, etc. If something is not considered a disease or not considered an epidemic, because we have so much to deal with, those things start to fall by the wayside. And what we've seen with our current doctors, myself included, is we're so busy dealing with diabetes and high blood pressure and flu and swine flu and, you know, tuberculosis screening and HIV screening and hepatitis screening that we don't sit and talk to our patients about obesity. Once the AMA says, look, obesity is a disease, you are just as much responsible for that. Now it's now we're committed. And there's also an argument for the trial lawyers that they can now later go after us doctors for malpractice because of obesity. This tells us doctors and nurse practitioners and PAs that obesity has to be looked at just as importantly as high blood pressure, etc. Now, many of us do address the obesity, say, look, you got to lose weight, you got to diet, you got to exercise. Some of us will throw some diet pills at patients, some of us won't. Some of us will get them involved with a nutritionist, some of us will tell them to get a gym membership, etc. All right? But many times, patients get insulted. I can't tell you how many patients come to me because their previous doctor told them they were fat. Now, my being a woman, okay, I probably wouldn't use those terms. But then again, maybe that's what the AMA wants. Maybe the AMA wants us to stop kitten gloving at the risk of losing patients and, you know, call it like it is and say, look, you are obese. You are fat. No wonder you're on 20 medications. Me, I like to use a little bit more, I like to be a little bit more cool with my speech and a little bit more delicate, okay? You know, usually I talk to people about how much their blood pressure could drop or their sugar could drop, depending on the amount of weight they are able to lose. I think there's a better approach than just saying you're too fat. But, you know, you have a lot of doctors that are frustrated out there, and I'm scared to death that if the AMA does now consider this, even though they're right to, you know, call obesity a disease, I agree with them on that. But if trial lawyers use this as an opportunity to now sue for malpractice and allow patients to sue for malpractice, you're going to have doctors now, okay, unfortunately, be a lot more direct with their time constraints, saying, you're fat, you got to lose weight, I'm going to have you sign a piece of paper saying, I told you so, this way I can't get sued later if you don't lose weight. I mean, it's going to get a little rough. It is. Okay? Now, what's also a money issue in play? Well, the one thing that I found extremely frustrating is when I would have a patient come in and they were overweight and they came in to talk to me about their being overweight and what options are out there. And I would spend maybe 20 minutes going over different options, Weight Watchers versus Jenny Craig versus gym versus nutritionist. And I would put the code 278.00, which is obesity. Probably 80% of the time, insurance companies wouldn't pay. They wouldn't pay for the obesity code. So the AMA doing this, saying, look, obesity is a disease. It will allow doctors, hopefully, okay, to actually get reimbursed for taking the time. But once doctors realized that they weren't getting paid, okay, you could only spend 20 minutes on patients for so long without getting paid until it really starts to rack up and hurt you financially. So I think that's another reason why many doctors just very quickly address it, saying, look, you got to lose weight, you're overweight, now move on. You know, just like with the smoking cessation, all right, that's been happening now too. Once doctors started getting sued for not bringing up smoking cessation, now I notice a lot of providers are out on their dictated forms, on their electronic medical records, are saying, I told the patient to quit smoking. Whew. There, it's in writing. I told the patient to quit smoking. I should be good. Nobody can go after me and sue. Well, that's not what we want. We want things to be like in the olden days where patients sat in your office after they were dressed so they didn't have to sit there naked. So they come back to the office after the exam. You get to sit down with them behind a desk. They're sitting in a comfortable chair, and you sit there and you break things down. We don't have that anymore. I don't have an office. My area, my work area is next to the nurse's station. You know, yeah, we built out a little office where the kids could play when they were babies, etc., so I could have babysitting there so I could still work. But I really don't have my own office. I don't. I couldn't afford to build that part out. So patients get told to quit smoking, to lose weight, to eat their vegetables, to eat their fish, in a very hastily manner, unfortunately, because I'm, you know, sitting there trying to cut out the basal cell carcinoma or the or do their pap smear or discuss an elevated PSA. So in a way, this is going to help, but in a way, it could also hurt. And be prepared for your doctors to be very, very terse and abrupt about the weight loss issue. Because I agree, all of us doctors need to address it, but many of us haven't because we're trying to be nice, we're trying not to insult you because too many people come to us after being insulted by other doctors. Well, that's going to have to go away. Obesity is an issue, and if we look at it as a disease, maybe we're going to attack it as such. Now, one disease that does get attacked a lot is erectile dysfunction. And from what we understand, there's a calculator now that will, I guess, rate your impotence. So, the questions that are surrounding this erectile calculator dysfunction risk, erectile dysfunction risk, I guess it's at DrED.com, basically ask how old you are, ask if you smoke, ask if you have diabetes, ask if you have heart disease, poor circulation, high blood pressure, or pelvic surgery. Based on that, it tells you your risk. Not a bad thing to look at. Go to that website, DrED.com. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633. 409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the
the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.